T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, AMA, we typically do it Wednesdays at noon, but tomorrow we got a short show because the Phillies have an afternoon game tomorrow, and as a result, AMA moved to today, Tuesday at 1 o'clock. By the way, shout out to Jay Dotz, that's right, Jay Dotz, and all the other wonderful people in the Eagles staff that gave us some really nice food. So we asked, I don't think it had anything to do with us getting the food, I think they just saw us. We said it on the radio. I don't think they could have heard us. But as soon as we went to a commercial break, someone came right to the trailer and saw John and said, hey, do you guys want some food? And we said, thank you.
Thank you so much for my cheeseburger.
Jay Dotz, Seltzer, Jay Dotz said, just give me a shout out on the radio. I said, what's your name? He said, Jay Dotz. I said, all right, Jay Dotz, I'll say your name, Jay Dotz.
Well, shout out to Jay Dotz. I will say, much like with my 3.5-year-old daughter, I worry about validating you whining on the air about food and this working for you and what this could mean in the future. But yeah. I'm happy you got
remember,
your food.
James, you got to remember, worked for Harry Callis and Richie Asper in all those years.
When they would be, that's where we're
on
going.
On the air looking for pizza in the middle of a Phillies game. So if we can follow in that great tradition, we shall at least try. All right, AMA, people send in the questions on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer rounds them up, asks the best of the best. James, what do we got today?
Let's start out on Twitter. High Life wants to know, if you could go back in time and take credit for one invention or idea in human history, what would you take credit for?
Holy mackerel, an invention. It wouldn't be the wheel. What is an invention I would take credit for? Gosh, John, do you have a thought on this one?
I think something current, so then I could reap the benefits, like monetarily.
Smart.
Right now in a selfish way. So, I don't know, like the microchip or something along those lines?
Yeah, so mine would give you no money, but I would take credit, if I could, for the concept. It's not a technological thing, the concept of equality. No, I mean, why not? I mean, if you'd be a hero. Because you think about it, guys, the cavemen, they didn't know about equality. There was no such concept. But if you could be the first person to say, let's view ourselves as equal,
I think from a rights standpoint,
equality. I take that. I mean, you got to admit, James, you got to admit, it's bigger than a wheel.
Yeah, it's a huge,
right?
Yes.
Bigger than the wheel. Okay.
It's not really an invention.
It's not an invention.
He said or idea. No, he did say invention or idea.
Yeah.
So.
I will claim
aggressive.
Equality as
it's
the hammer. Yeah,
it's aggressive, but we'll let you get away with it. All right. Patrick Whelan wants to know, would you rather be the star of a really bad movie or have a small role in a really great movie?
Depends how much money I made.
Small role in a really great movie.
No, listen.
No question.
Dude, if I'm the star of a flop, but I got paid a lot of money.
All right, take the money out of it. Would you rather be the star of your own movie, but it's not good, or would you rather be a part of something great?
See, this is tricky.
Part of something great is the obvious choice.
No,
Joe.
but here's where you're looking at it a little wrong, I think. I get where you're coming from, but if you're the star of a flop, chances are you'll be able to attract another movie and make more money because you've.
Why wouldn't you be able to do that in the great film
might.
That you now have? You've been a part of, okay, of great.
You get to tell
excellence.
Everyone forever, hey, that's me in The Godfather. I'm in The
I
Godfather.
Understand, but,
right.
But, okay, but take Apollo's trainer, Tony, Duke, in Rocky. Now, did that guy parlay that into major stardom? I don't think so. He can walk around society and say, I was Apollo's trainer, but I don't see that guy getting top billing. I think I'd rather be a flop because it'll set me up to make more money elsewhere.
I'm just—it's not surprising. You want your own thing. You want to be the star.
I guess. Yeah,
this jives. This Richie, the team player, in a nice little window into your psyches right there.
It's so true, by the way.
I know. Yeah. All right. Good question from Mid-Major Matt. He says, Joe, what's the one sports opinion that Richie has that annoys you the most?
Everything about injuries. He looks at players that get injured. He thinks they're going to come back sooner than they are. He thinks that a lot of times sometimes guys stay out too long. There's no doubt. But he just poo-poos the concept of, like, real injuries. And it actually does drive. John says drives me nuts, but that drives me nuts.
Jason Kelce, the way he deals with injuries is the way that I believe everyone should be dealing with them. And
hasn't come back yet, though.
His approach.
We don't know that he's going to play week
one. He's going to play week one. I guarantee he's going to play week one. And we can take solace in that fact. Like, hey, we'll be at full strength on the O-line when we play the Lions.
Okay, but if he does not play week one, what will
you do? That's not even an option. Because in his mind, it's not an option. And once upon a time, that's the way it was for the majority of the players. I appreciate that. It is a different way of thinking.
Seltzer, save this audio in case Jason Kelce does not play week one, which I'm sure there's probably a 25% chance he won't play week one. You know what I mean?
0% chance.
Okay, we'll find out. Play. James, give me a couple more questions. What do you got?
Okay. This is all right. So I'm going to ask, this is a really weird question. I'm going to ask it because I'm intrigued to see how you take it. And there are a lot of things that could be wrong with this question. I don't even know how to approach it. So I'm just going to ask it. Mark Pagliante wants to know, if someone were to become a Philly sports fan, what is the one piece of advice you would give them?
Steel yourself. Make sure you get like the Tin Man. Make sure you cover yourself in armor to prepare yourself for the coming days of dread. Is that a fair answer?
Sure. You didn't have any problem with the just becoming a Philly sports fan part of this? Sentence alone is so strange.
Well, a baby can become a Philly sports fan. It doesn't mean you were a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
All right,
I have an open door policy, by the way. I think
you'll just take anybody? Like if someone's
permitted.
A Mets fan like Joe, you just let them right in?
If they so choose to go down the proper path, then I'm not going to stop them. I welcome that.
Oh, man. All right, James, one more. Talk to me.
All right. One more. Let's go with Big Mike. If you had a chance to have one day with someone that influenced you, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Well, for me, it'd be my father. I mean, my father passed away when I was 5. So obviously he influenced me dramatically for the first 5 years of my life. I have very little memory of it. I have some memory, but it's very faint. And, you know, obviously for me, it would be my dad.
Jeez, one person who influenced me. I mean, I understand where you're going with that.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, that's the, you know, obviously the reasonable answer from my
After
mind.
What we just dealt with, you know, with being with my father where he was no longer my father,
yeah.
I would love to make sure he knew how I felt about him and the way he molded me and you know, the man that I grew up to be was because of him. And I don't know if I ever conveyed that properly when he still could, you know, understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd do that.
Yeah, that version of your father who you had for most of your life.
Yeah.
It's a great answer. And that is AMA. With that, we shut it down. Yeah, already. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Sparty in Downingtown. How you been, Sparty?
Fellas, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Super. We're happy to hear from you, Sparty. It's not every day we get to
talk
to you.
Know, I'm a mover and a shaker out here. Listen every day. I listen every day, trust me. But I don't know. I was calling there for a while, and my sales were down, so my boss was on me. So I couldn't stay on hold anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, hey, begging for food has worked for Glenn Mack now for years, so I'd keep it up, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Listen.
It was a good burger,
it was
by
great.
The way.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. More so than I think I've enjoyed a burger in a long time.
Yeah, it's that bonus burger when, like, you don't know if you're going to be able to get it, and then they give it to you, and you just – I don't know about the begging idea there, Sparty. I mean, we threw it out on the air. I don't know if I'd call that begging. I think we were more commentating, and it just so happened that it worked out for us.
Well, you know, and John, I wanted to obviously send my condolences. I'm sure that all that you've accomplished on and off the field, I'm sure you made your dad proud and your mom proud. So he was a pretty proud dad. So I'm actually just looking forward to my son when he plays with the Phillies. Hopefully I'll feel the same way. But I'm sure you made him proud. But and in fact, you know, I here in Camp Jurgens, I actually got on the Beat Jurgi website, and they're sold out, man. So if you can,
good.
You gotta tell that boy to replenish his stock, because they're sold out.
I tell you what, he is an impressive player. We got to see that against the Jets, but getting to meet him, you know, just a solid guy, like the real deal kind of guy. And the fact that he is, you know, hand in hand with a future Pro Bowl, future Hall of Fame center, with the skill set that he has to work with, like from the get-go, he's getting such a great start the right way. And man, he's so talented. This guy's going to. He's going to be great.
I think it's going to be really good, too. And Sparty,
not even a question whether he's going to be good. He's going to be great.
Well, that's good. And Sparty, I'll say this, man. Obviously, John and I don't know all the players, far from it. But the players that we've had the opportunity to interact with these last couple of weeks, and to a certain extent the last couple of years, there's no doubt the Eagles place a premium on drafting what you'd call not only, I think, good people, but people that you get the impression have a lot of fight in them. Because there's a difference between being, you could be a good guy and not have fight, but I like the character that I've seen of a lot of these Eagles players I've met.
There's no Ben Simmons.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's a good way to put it. All right, Sparty, what do you got on the Phillies, man?
It's a great culture. Yeah, and I just, you know, before my, you know, my point around about the Phillies is I just think that, look, they made some additions by subtraction here, got rid of some bad seeds. But I really like the roster. I'm not worried about, you know, game by game results here in August. I'm looking to October. I think once everybody gets healthy, if they can get it, they win the wild card. I think it's going to be a red October. It's going to be awesome. But Joe, I had a quick question. I saw your post last night. I wanted to see, where the feedback shook out on the shoes yesterday. Cause those were hideous.
Well, I think
they're ugly too.
Look, I thought they were awful. My girlfriend loved them. I did not buy them, by the way.
Were those jeggings you were wearing? Like, are those tight?
Yeah, the jeans were definitely tight. That's for sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're just jeans. I don't know what kind of jeans they are. Listen, Sparty, the feedback was really confusing because some people told me they were incredible shoes, and some people told me they were hideous shoes. So, I mean, I even had members of the Philadelphia Sports.
Are you supposed to wear them without socks? Is that?
I think that's the idea.
Yes, that's a look. Yes, for sure.
And that alone is why I don't want them. Like, that's not me. I'm not wearing shoes without socks, guy.
Well, then why'd you even try them on
without
socks?
Because she wanted me to.
You know you can evolve.
How did they let you try them on?
You know you can evolve,
socks?
Right?
Well,
as
I just
kind
of snuck that in. Probably not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it.
You can
anyway.
Evolve as a person, Joe. Just because you're not something today doesn't mean you can't turn into someone who would try something new.
James, would you personally want to wear shoes without socks?
I have worn shoes without socks.
And you don't feel like a clown?
No, it's a look. Like, people do it. It's not like my thing. I don't do it all the time, but I have one pair of shoes that I usually wear without socks.
Not me. Sparty, give me a great answer for who's tricky.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking you're starting to look a little bit like Thurston Howell III there. So it sounds like
correct. And I don't want to be like Thurston Howell III. That's exactly right.
I got a haymaker here, Harry Houdini.
Houdini's a big answer. Hey, Sparty, always good hearing from you, pal. Call us
again.
Great
answer.
Thanks, Sparty.
Hey, if you don't want to be like Thurston Howell III, then stop wearing loafers all the time.
Well, the ones I have are just bum loafers. They were more, those were a little more highfalutin stuff last night.
They were highfalutin.
Yeah, and
loafers.
I'm like, this is not, Amy, no.
But the loafer thing is, that's your bag.
Well, it's because it's easy. It's like a slipper. Yeah, it's like a slipper. 215-592-9494. Coming up the day after, the Eagles traded J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. A question for John, a question for James, and a question for everyone related to Arcega-Whiteside, his tenure. And a little bit more of Eagles history. We'll get into it all up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from training camp on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.